Going deeper.
I don't know about you, but I love Christmas shopping. There's something about the sight of tinsel in shop windows that makes me want to get out there and buy things. I think it's because I love buying presents for people. You know, thinking of something they'll really like and watching their face when they open it. It's great, you know? But sometimes Christmas shopping can get out of hand. It's easy to get so caught up in the season that we forget about how much it's actually costing us. We figure, well, it's Christmas, I need to buy these presents. And so we tend to ignore the fact that perhaps our credit card might be getting a little bit banked up. Then, the post-Chrissy debt hangover kicks in. You've had an amazing season, but now you've got your credit card bills and you've got to start paying for it. I know people who are still paying off Christmas last July. Don't let that be you this season. The Salvos have put out some tips on how to budget for a festive but financially sensible Christmas. Let's take a look. The first thing they say to do is start your Christmas shopping early. That sounds good to me. They reckon that if you shop early and incrementally, you'll reduce the need to have to put things on your credit card. Set a spending limit before you start. Sit down and work out what your normal living costs and expenses are, and then figure out how much is left to spend on Christmas. Make a list, and as the song says, check it twice. Write down everything you're going to need to spend money on this Christmas, and that includes wrapping paper, Christmas crackers, the leg of ham, whatever it is that you're going to need to buy that you wouldn't ordinarily buy during your normal grocery shop. Then when you do go shopping, stick to the list. Don't be tempted by the plethora of Christmas promotional products that are released at this time of the year. If you're early enough to put things on lay-by, that's the way to go. It's so much cheaper than using a credit card. And ask this question, do I really need this? It's amazing how many times the truthful answer will be no. And remember, stay within your budget. No cheating. Don't let the Christmas hype get to you this year. Yes, it is a fun season. And yes, it's nice to get caught up in the Christmas buzz, but don't let it hurt you financially in the long run. And hey, why not get creative this year? Do you really have to buy something for your loved ones? Why not give non-material gifts, like offer a day's housework or babysitting? Or you could even make your own gifts. They say it's the thought that counts, and yeah, I know a lot of people scoff at that cliche, but that's what Christmas is really all about. Love. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.